This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, September 30th. God's word for you today is indwelling. Our scripture reading is taken from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 21 to 22. And it says, "In him the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him you two are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit." The metamorphosis that God wants, he wants to start not only in your spirit, but with your body. God says that our bodies are his property. He expects us to manage our bodies, and this body will be resurrected either when we die or when Jesus comes, whichever comes first. And God is saying that this physical body is connected to him physically. We cannot even imagine how he does it, but that is why it is his blood that cleanses us. Otherwise, we are unfit to be joined with Christ. That is why we have to come by the blood of Jesus. So the blood does not only cleanse our spirit and our souls, but it also cleanses our bodies. And because these four things are true, the Holy Spirit lives in your body and my body. It is totally countercultural that the Holy Spirit lives in my body. The truth is that every Christian is possessed by the Holy Spirit. You have no business being afraid of witches that are possessed by demons, because you are possessed by the Most High God. They are possessed, you are possessed. It is who is possessed by the bigger and the stronger spirit that will rule. You are possessed, the Holy Spirit lives in you, and that is the major key to transformation. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 19 says, "Don't you realize that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and was given to you by God? You do not belong to yourself." God takes residence inside of you when you put your faith in Christ. If you think about this truth, the Holy Spirit lives in you. God takes residence in you daily. It will change your life totally, and you will treat your body differently. Throughout scriptures, we see that God has always had a dwelling place on earth. God will come and walk with Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. Fast forward to the time of Moses. The first place on earth that the Jews experienced this physically was the tabernacle God gave Moses the specifications to build. God always had a place, a home on earth. Then David decided to build a house for God. But before then, he erected the tabernacle of David. But God said, "Solomon, David's son, will build the temple." God moved from tabernacle to tabernacle to temple. The question is, where does God live today? If you are a child of God, God lives in you. Yes, you. God lives inside you. I know that this thought is unsettling for some people, but by the time you embrace God fully, you begin to see a huge transformation, a metamorphosis in your body. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, "Make our hearts your home. Make our hearts your home. Make our hearts your dwelling place, Lord Jesus. Make our hearts your home." Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.